Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila. Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate. Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino sparkling water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila. Never on a block. Leave me by the bar. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open.
That's why we don't do live, because we've been here fucking up.
We could do live. It's whole other combo.
I got another button. We got it. We come on. We did that. All we gotta do is plug up. Make one plug. Go one plug.
Are you fucking lying, you dirty dog? Sorry, come on, camera radio. We on.
All right. Welcome to Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation's never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chase. I'm your boy, C4.
And I'm your girl, Drinks by Tony.
Tony. So, we're back with another episode, of course, and we got another special guest in the building. Gabby, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Gabby, but everybody calls me G. My full name is Gabrielle, but, you know.
No lie.
Whatever you like.
Hey, G.
No lie. We'll call you G here. Oh, G is cool. Yeah, that's easy. I ain't gonna remember too much. That's dope. So we back, of course. Tell the people what you do.
I am a certified personal trainer, and I'm coming out with a line. So I'm just working on that right now, and that's what I have going on.
So you certified trainer. So you went to the classes, and you did all the little extra stuff. Did it take to do it?
Well, I got a degree in kinesiology first. And then I got certified with NASM once I narrowed it down and was like,
gotta slow down.
Figured out I wanted to train people, then I got certified.
What's NASM?
It's just one of the brands of certifications.
Oh, okay. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you got, I mean, I don't want to be shady, but it's like, you got ICDC.
Oh, okay.
Then you got, like, you okay. know, NASM is pretty good. I feel like.
Okay. So basically, she just threw a little shade at ICDC. It's all good. You pay for what you wanted. That's what it matters at the end of the day. So how long you been doing it?
About 7 years now.
7 years is a while.
Yes.
What got you into the business?
Well, I did not intend to go this route. I was studying to do physical therapy. Mm-hmm. And then I got in chemistry 101 and was like, no, this is not going to work. So then from there, I switched my major to do like just whatever in the athletic training field. Mm-hmm. I started going on my own fitness journey, saw my transformation results, and then after that I just felt
like we gotta package this up and sell it. That's basically
those wheels started turning.
Yeah. So did you do it like a lot of fitness trainers, they just tell you to lift weights or whatever, they don't look at the nutrition and all the rest of that stuff. Do you do a whole thing, or how do you form your
I feel like the nutritionist, just like fitness and weightlifting and all that, I feel like it's a whole art form. So I feel that way when it comes to nutrition as well. So I don't like to step on their toes. Of course, I know about holistic health, I know your protein limits and everything like that, and a ginger and all the stuff that you can do. But
how's that stepping on you, somebody? When
not
it's like,
stepping on their toes, but I see that as an art form. Like, that's a whole nother profession. Nutrition right. goes so deep, they literally get certified too. So it's kind of like how I wouldn't want anybody stepping on my toes as a certified, like, you know, like, this is my zone.
Gotcha.
So I always tell people that, like, I can recommend meals, but if you really want to get the best out of it, go seek a nutritionist too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You haven't thought about being that too?
No, I stay in my lane. Like, this is literally my area of passion, and it's like I was still able to get my results with, I don't want to say a regular knowledge of nutrition, but you know, if you know the basics, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's dope. So what made you turn into a business before, well, what made you get into fitness? Because some people have this thing to where they're like, oh, like me, because I'm about to start working out.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Next month, I'm about to go on this below journey.
So
what made you?
Moment. I wanted a BBL, so.
Ooh, okay.
That was your motivation?
Yes, and I'm not about to sit here and be like, oh, it was health. I was trying to put my health first. No.
I was trying to get right to get this ass.
Okay.
Trying to get some buns.
Yeah, that was the motivation, but at the same time, it was pretty new. Nobody was sharing their BBL journeys or anything like that online. So I was like, do you come out of this alive for real? Like, what's the death rate?
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of people.
So, yeah. So I was scared about that. So it ended up syncing right in time with my physiology courses. I want to say that's what really changed everything for me. Mm. I feel like if I did not have that knowledge, then my results wouldn't have gone as crazy as they did. So as soon as I was in that course, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to start this workout journey again. Like, let me start going to the gym. Let me apply what I'm learning, staying up till 3 in the morning, 4. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, that's just how it went.
7 years. So that's the only thing you do? Like, this is your sole, like, business?
Yeah, I want to be a millionaire. So, you know, if you trying to get to the top, you have to. I don't want to be a jack of all trades man. Mm-hmm. You know.
Hey, I hear you. I wasn't going to. That's coffee. That's coffee department with it.
Yeah, I want to keep it real, like, you know, zone, master this, hit the goal I want to hit here, and then expand. Like, of course, I want to work with brands, do some influencing.
Absolutely.
That was my next question. So, what is the goal?
Really, entrepreneurship just in general. But of course, this is like my baby right now, you know, right? Because I want to say the first idea for the product that I had was in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I just got that done physically in my hands last summer.
Wow. Ooh.
What is it?
So it's like a workout log journal.
Okay.
So it has everything to, you know how they say, have you heard of the term progressive overload?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So I was about to lie to you and say yeah, but
no, that's cool. It's
I know what progressive mean, I know what overload mean, but I haven't heard of the term together.
I love it. Okay. Because I was told by my coach, like, you should not be using these words. I'm like, okay. So it's basically like, okay, how you know 1 week you're lifting maybe the bar and then a 25 plate.
Uh-huh.
And then how 2 weeks later or whatever, when it's feeling easy, you're supposed to add more plates.
Right.
It's just the same concept mm-hmm. of how you're supposed to gradually add weight to build muscle.
Right.
So the mm-hmm. journal incorporates that in there. It has all the workouts that progressively take you to where you want to be. It has picture instruction. I don't know about y'all, but I don't like flipping through like and stopping and going to an app and now you got to pause the music. Mm-hmm. The music in the gym be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. Like, what are y'all playing in here?
Mm-hmm. That's why everybody had their headphones on.
Yeah. But if you have your headphones in
and I'm working out.
Oh. Okay. The
plug. That wasn't the plug, was it?
The plug.
Tony. Okay.
So, yeah, instead of flipping through stuff, you could just have it with you. That was my vision. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to write down, ideally, your workouts. You're supposed to be recording how many reps you do because you mean they're seeing stars. You're not going to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know somebody that go crazy on the workout.
Mm-hmm.
Get into it and just don't know nothing else.
You're not going to remember. You try to write that down tomorrow.
So that's dope. Is it digital or is it like a...
It's physical.
It's an app? Oh, it's a physical.
Yeah.
Dope.
I wanted to take the physical route. I'm going to have digital stuff too, but...
Yeah. No, the physical is dope because you can actually see... It's better to write it than to...
That's how I am. Yeah. Like, I just thought about how I like stuff, so yeah.
You want something tangible.
Yes.
That's dope. So you started that in 2015, and now it's...
Well, I had the idea for it, but...
As long as you had an idea.
I wasn't in around the right people, and you know what I'm saying? I guess not in the right space.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As long as you stuck to it after you thought about it, because that's how everything happened.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of bumps in the road, like, for everything. Like, I was about to start telling my story again.
Tell it.
Open Bar Podcast was a thought. And then it turned into something else.
What was your initial thought for this podcast?
2017, 18, 19, went around there. But then I literally didn't know how I was going to do it. I hooked up with somebody that started it. And then they wasn't with the people coming to their house. And mm-hmm. long story short, we're here. 1 million downloads later.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, so.
That's good motivation.
Yeah, you got to keep going. Once you figure out something that you like, especially if you're passionate about it, like a journal, I have a few journals too. They digital, but they're not hard. Well, you can do a hard copy on them. Mm-hmm. I got a hard copy for them. It's two of them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's dope. When you put your mind to it and you finish it, even if it was in 2000, like as long as you still have the mindset to go and get it, that's what you want to celebrate.
Yeah.
That's a celebration.
Yeah, it was a whole nother feeling when I, so you telling me I have to drink?
Yeah, what the? No, you don't have. No, there's no pressure here. There's no pressure. We drinking responsibly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that was a whole nother feeling when I had it in my hands.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment. That's a celebration, especially if you thought about it and instead of letting it go to waste, you actually finished it.
Yeah.
Like for anybody that started a business, Tony, Coffee, me, anybody to start something that started with a thought, even with the bumps in the roads and people saying, oh, you shouldn't do that, or no, that's not gonna work, it's gonna take too much energy, or you need to go to work, or this, that, or the other, but all that stuff is just
that
those are the reasons you should still go. Like those are the reasons you should still be like,
yeah, it gotta be the fuel.
Yeah, you gotta roll with the punches, because the punches is gonna cut, which they did, and now you have a physical copy of your prototype of your journal that you can mass produce and you can sell it forever.
Yeah.
That's dope. Hats off to that.
Thank you.
You can't take a shot because you acting all like you can't take a shot at the open bar. You know what I'm saying? We don't never have anybody come
over here. I'm the example for my clients. Okay,
that's right. That's
right. They drink right after they work out.
No, they don't. They drink the next day.
I know, and I'll be seeing it on the story, crying in bed. Like, she said brunch again. Oh my god!
So how is it? Because this is like a male-dominated industry. So how you get in? Where you fit in? Or do you feel any type of intimidation?
There is none, because I feel like women know women's bodies, and I know what women want.
Is that your clientele, women?
Yes.
So you don't work with males?
No.
Okay.
I could, but it's like I, once again, the passion, mm-hmm. I just know I should just stick to what I'm really passionate about.
What you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so there's none of that. I know my clientele, I know what they want, and they no just gravitate towards me.
Yeah.
I prefer a woman trainer,
but
too.
But they do think it's going to be easy, though, and that,
Yeah, because I've had trainers before, and they've always been men. But I think I'd get better results if I had a woman.
So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
This was years ago.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we're not gonna get you in trouble. But
No. I'm just saying. They tried, don't go to the gym. I need to go.
Have they tried? Like, they say male, I'm not trying to shit on the trainers and all that. They say male trainers, like, are more, like, promiscuous. We gonna say that.
No, every male trainer that I worked with, I actually knew we were friends. So worked out with like a
trainer. They'd be like, man,
a stranger.
Woody.
No, they've all friends. Yeah.
Okay. So you ain't ran into that. Boom.
Mm-mm.
You ran into that before?
No.
Boom. Okay. Shit. That ain't true, y'all. It's not true.
I mean, I've never had a trainer.
Oh.
Boom.
She is her trainer. Now, I've heard a lot of stories about, you know, working out with males versus females and how that shit go. Like,
Would you work with a woman trainer?
It depends. Because I know how to tunnel my thoughts and all that stuff. I don't know how to be professional.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you're saying because you think it'll be a problem?
Some people don't know how to be professional.
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, and they get into the other...
Mm-hmm. You know. Oh, he think he get a woman's trainer and then they gonna be on him or something.
Nah, I've been called ugly a lot of times, so I don't think
he has to be the professional one. Yeah. She's not gonna know how to be professional.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying.
I know how to be professional.
I'm saying, like, some people don't know how, even if they are the trainer. Like, they don't. Some people are like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a bad thing to look, but it's more so like professional.
You know, we trying to get results here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you can definitely hit me up.
Definitely. Oh, you ain't got to tell me. I'm ready.
That's dope. No, I'm actually, like, for this next month, that's my goal. I've been, like, gearing myself day by day. Like, okay, I'm going to start doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get myself ready because the first, everything, my diet and me working out at least 30 minutes to an hour a day.
So
every
what's day? The new diet going to be?
Mostly fresh food, like vegetables. I'm gonna cut down the red meat. So I'm gonna go to like more like a shrimp and chicken, and watch the chicken because the chicken be, yeah. I went completely vegan for like 6 months. Like I didn't drink milk, no cheese, no nothing.
Wow.
Anything that had a mother, I didn't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it for like 6 months,
mm-hmm.
and I think I don't know if I did it right or wrong, but I did it.
Okay,
and I just fell back into it.
How did you feel during that 6 months?
I can't recall.
I wasn't vegan. I did vegetarian.
Okay.
So it was just no meat, and I felt good.
Yeah, I don't recall.
Same.
I think I got smaller.
I did it too.
Mm-hmm. I got smaller.
Little stint, yeah.
I lost a lot of weight. I don't even know. I got to figure out.
It works. I went from 340 to 220 when I did it for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
120 pounds. I gained weight back though.
As you can see.
I didn't weigh myself, but I did it last year, July to, I think I started eating meat Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And
no, you ran into
she said.
I was like, you know, Thanksgiving, I'm going to eat that.
For this
Yeah, so, but I don't know how much I lost, but I know inches-wise, and I felt better, too.
Mm-hmm. I can't say the same.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot say the same.
I don't remember. So, me personally, I feel like
I have more energy when I eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think it's like by blood type, too, as far as what your soul.
That's why you said it's good to find a nutritionist because they can.
Yeah, they're literally going to, like, I'm not speaking surface level. Like, even when I talk about fitness and stuff like that, like male versus women, it's all the same because it's. Besides hormones, like anatomically though, how the muscles react, same thing, just different body parts.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into your business. Nah, just like Tony.
Let's get into it.
So let's. What's a typical month for fitness as far as like income? I'm gonna ask some crazy questions too.
Oh, let's not go there because I would be like.
drinking?
Yeah.
She want to drink bang.
That's why I don't have anything to celebrate.
It's for people that want to get into the thing. Like, they're like, okay, we can make this much. They don't even have, you ain't got to say no real numbers. You can give a roundabout. Like, hey, you can make this much money doing this based off of this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like I'm not at my income goal because I'm so focused on turning my thing into online. I'm not spending time trying to scale up my in-person clients because I'm trying to have passive income. So that's where I'm pouring my energy into.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
I could run it up and try to have like 7 clients a day. No, I need one model client. I work with like 2 to 3 clients at a time, pour everything into them, have them pour before and afters, and then
Big clients.
How is it like on YouTube? I see a lot of women doing like exercises and with the views and everything like that. Is that a good cash flow?
YouTube can be good and bad. Like, I have some stuff on there. I have put some videos out, but I don't know. You got to watch it with YouTube. As far as the other information that's on there, it could be tricky because people are just giving their personal experience.
Right.
Like, this is what I did, but you don't know what they did before they put that video out.
Right.
If you catch my drift.
Right.
So, it's BBL, like,
we were talking about it.
Hey, it's cool if you're maintaining it. No problem. Look, you know.
I ain't mad at that, though.
I'm not either.
I need a kickstart. If I can kickstart, have somebody suck out my fat out of my stomach.
You're going to have to maintain it. Either way, you're going to have to know how to work out, right?
Right, period.
And keep the maintenance of how you want to look.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it is. I like me a little chunk to grab on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean.
I like a little stomach.
Well, the chunk. To each his own. But
it's going to go to the trunk with the BBL.
I mean, that too. No. I mean.
You want to pull on stomach.
If you really pay attention.
The BBL be, you know, I don't know. It just, you know, it's down.
The YouTube tutorials is like all the same workout.
Right.
50 million girls saying the same thing. So it's like, if nobody else can get alternate information, then do you know the basis? Do you know the origin of the information?
Right.
So it's just like, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it there.
I see a lot of, like, women on Instagram that's working out, but all you see is their ass.
Yeah.
It's all ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
You don't see nothing else.
That's a big one.
It's butt cheeks. I unfollow those girls sometimes.
So why, like, when they doing extra stretch and stuff? Because it's
just, instead of, like, you know, like, it's some girls that's on there, they'll show, like, their how their legs are forming and all that stuff, but it's all ass. Mm-hmm. It's all butt cheeks. But they got, like, millions of followers.
Like, you get
all
women
off,
too.
All off of them, gym pants that go right up your crack.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
What gym pants are
these? You don't know about the gym pants?
They're like butt scrunches. So
yeah, but it's formed from your crack and form your butt.
They call them like seamless.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
Where I get them at? I'm kidding.
Gymshark, Alpha Lee.
Gymshark, I've heard of Gymshark. Yeah.
Well, actually, no. Cut Gymshark.
Okay.
Cut the show, because I ordered something from them and I never got it.
Still?
To this day.
So you got scammed?
Yes. Gymshark.
I like Fabletics. They're comfy, but they don't have what y'all talking about.
I don't. The material that they use just doesn't look like it would be comfortable. I haven't tried it. But
Fabletic?
Just from the look, yeah.
They're comfy.
I just see the Gymshark booty shorts. Like, that's it. And that's all you see. TikTok, Instagram. When you see somebody working out, it's like, I see where you're going with this, but where are you going with this? Like, it's all butt cheeks. What are you on? So why is that the only thing that women like? Y'all like all of a sudden, though, because at first, you know, we're going to say back in the days, I'm that old. That old. But it's when it was a thing. You would get called fat for ass.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You remember the 90s video?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Not like that. I'm just saying.
You showing your age?
I don't think that it ever got to a point where.
Not for black women.
Oh, okay.
Not for black women. Okay. It was always like, girl, you thick.
It was black women, too. Like, in the limelight on TV. Mm-hmm. You remember videos in the 90s? They didn't have no butt. Black girls.
Shit. Buffy the body. 90s. Buffy the body.
That's 2000s.
Oh, okay. So back, back.
Think about Tupac's videos come around.
Okay. Yeah.
Think about Tupac video.
Okay. Yeah, they were all not frail.
They were.
It was Well, I'm gonna have to go back and watch some videos.
I want
to
say it was like a slim, athletic.
I mean, we black, so you know they're gonna have something. But it wasn't like how they are.
All of
today.
The other races, they were like
flat.
Flat. And then if they had the ass, they would just call them fat.
They wore the bikinis up here,
That's weird how that transformed.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it.
So you're a butt girl?
I guess so.
I don't know if that's the right terminology to say. I just said it.
Are you a butt girl?
I like
butt
girl. It sounded right the first time. More feminine if I have some weight, some curves on it. Like I don't like being so petite. Yeah.
So where did you start? What was your weight and your all of that when you first started?
My weight was, I want to say like 110. My BMI was 18%. And then
body
mass index.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Awesome.
I'll piece me something today.
So you were still, you were small.
Yeah,
No, never frail.
It was mostly like muscle that came on, so muscle weighs more than fat. But
so your goal was to gain.
Yes. Muscle. So I didn't really care about numbers per se. Like, oh, I want to gain 20 pounds. It wasn't like that for me. I was just like going for a look or just as much as I knew I could.
I think that's better too, when you just go in just wanting to lose weight or just to feel good. Like going to the gym, don't think about losing weight or injury. Just go to the gym to feel good.
Yeah, please.
And you'll get your results.
Yeah, please just don't even think about it. Leave the rest to me.
I gotta go. I want to do all core exercises. Everything core, like balance and mid section area, and then I want to work.
What was that?
That was juice. Don't worry about that.
I think it's time for another.
And I'll take another shot because she's trying to get at me.
Okay. But I honestly want to get into
core
cardio
exercises.
So, what would you recommend someone trying to lose weight?
Okay.
Besides the nutrition part, like the workouts, what would you?
The workouts are going to be crucial too. I would recommend not to focus heavily on the cardio. Focus more on muscle building because you're going to want to do like recomposition. You want to put more muscle in your body because, like, on a regular day, you're doing absolutely nothing. Your body takes a certain amount of calories to do regular functions, like just for you to breathe and all that stuff. Let's say it's like 1,800 or 2,000 that it takes you. When you put muscle on your body burns extra calories throughout the day with you doing nothing. So that's why I always say you're always going to want to go for recomposition, like putting some lean muscle in there.
So hitting some weights.
And then you could do cardio too as well, like, you know, maybe on your off days or at the end of your workout, like 30 minutes of cardio. But stick to like a program that's going
to
build some muscle.
Because when I was on it, I used to go, I used to wake up every morning at 6, work out from 6 to, work out from 7 to 8, and then be to work by 9 every morning. And I did cardio and weights.
Okay. Okay. What kind of cardio did you do?
Elliptical.
Okay. Elliptical girl.
Like 15 to 20 minutes, and then I started hitting the weights, and I was like in the best shape of my life.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good time frame.
I never had no structure.
I mean, I was dead as hell.
I never had structure. I would literally go in, I get on the bike. I get on a bike for like a little, maybe 30 minutes.
The elliptical, the same bike, or which bike?
I don't know what the name of them is.
I like cycling too.
I just go get on a bike, ride the bike for, is that what it's called?
Cycling.
What's the elliptical?
The stationary. The elliptical is that thing.
A little bit, yeah.
Like with the legs and, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
You're doing the stationary
I'm
bike.
I'm going straight, the stationary bike. Get on that for like 30 minutes to 30 minutes. I will go 30 minutes.
You should try a cycling class. No, it's fun. Have you been to one?
Yeah, I have.
I love those classes.
I just think it's for what I'm trying to do to start. Maybe when I get advanced in it, I'll probably do that. But I like to do that at my own pace.
So, So, anyway, November goal for you.
I'm saying.
Is that for the core?
That's I'm doing like core. Like I want to get my my six pack right.
Okay.
My chest right. I want to get my arms.
So you looking legs. At dropping body fat?
Building muscle. I want to look bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that. I don't want to lose no weight though.
You could do that and drop body fat at the same time.
Oh, body fat. Yeah. See, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I literally go to the gym and I just. Because I play football, I got a specific mindset on how I used to do stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't have a routine. I just go in there and I get to the bike, get a little burn. That's what my pop showed me. And then I go straight to like, I would do like the legs, the squats on a little machine where you put that. Then I would get off of the legs and I'll do like the
leg press or you do the.
When you lay back and you kick your legs up.
Leg press. Okay.
Yeah, leg press. And then I'll do. Maybe some squats with the weights.
Okay.
And then I'll do. It just depends on what gym I go to. That's why I be going to different gyms too, because some gyms don't have the certain machines that have the other gyms got to. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't have no program at all. I'll do the pull downs with the arms, and I'll do the pull ins and just different stuff.
Okay.
So.
I remember you said that.
Mm-hmm. What you mean? You don't remember I said that?
No, she said she need a program.
I do.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to do, like, one day I'll do legs, do cardio and do legs, and the next day I'll do arms. Then the next day I'll do all cardio. I try to, like, mix it up like that. Back in the day, I can't. Now my issue is just getting to the gym. I can't go.
Yeah, a program would make it so much easier, and that's really the way to get results, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So especially what I got is not a program.
What motivates you to go?
Of a program.
It's a type of program.
Yeah. I think that would motivate me to go if I know exactly what I'm going to do. That was that's what it'd do, be. Then that'll motivate me to go.
Yeah.
Or somebody holding me accountable.
Both you gotta hold yourself accountable.
Like if somebody, if I but have a partner,
a program will do that because that's what made me keep going for so long. Mm-hmm. I would do it that way. Like I'll do this, and I'll go home. Then the next day I'll do it. The same routine, but I switch it for like the top part or bottom part or stuff like that. So,
yeah,
do the little oogies, whatever.
If I
that
know
is.
I have somebody at the gym waiting for me, I'm gonna go.
I don't know none of these.
You said what happened?
I said if I have somebody at the gym waiting on me, like if I had a partner,
yeah,
then I would go, like because I can't leave them at the gym.
Like a trainer or a friend.
Well. You.
Okay. A trainer.
I like that. A trainer. But I was talking about a friend, somebody that I know that's going to go with me.
Yeah, because it's weird,
can
too.
I tell you a
the
story?
Energy.
Okay. When I first started working out, like I said, when I was like much smaller, I was telling my friends around me, like, oh, I want to start working out, whatever, I'm going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same day, my first day going. And I was going there because my homegirl was supposed to go with me. And I
she
was
didn't
like,
show up.
Picking her. No, I was. Going to pick her up, and she was like, they all looked like, girl, if you go to the gym, you're going to disappear. Like, you do not need to start working out.
Discouraging.
And I went, and I never looked back. But I just said that to say I felt like that, too. Like, I always got to have, I just didn't know why. Like, I felt like I needed friends or somebody
with
to
me.
Go.
I feel it.
But that's, like, the worst thing you could do. People are... Yeah. So
when you isolate yourself and put your headphones on and put your
it
worked better for you, like, because you know what you're going for, and it actually gives you a little bit of energy to meditate, like breathe, work on your breathing.
Yeah,
you're not worried about what your friend doing. Mm-hmm. You're like, what you over there doing?
It's like, yeah,
just isolate
that,
yourself.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I started going by myself. Like, I literally get up after work, I go and I work out for a while. I just stopped doing it. I don't know why though. But then I started, like, feeling like I need to do some core exercise. I need to be able to...
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Why you keep saying that every time I say core?
Because...
You got to excuse me because I don't know the terminology.
No. It's not that.
I don't know the elliptical zone. What the hell is the elliptical?
Okay. So, as far as you want the six-pack, you want more definition... in that area.
Boom. So
you want to lower the fat percentage in that area.
I don't even care about losing fat, but go ahead.
That's the only way.
No, I'm sorry.
That's the only way it's going to show.
Okay,
that's the only way it's going to show.
But I'm not fat, though.
It's, I mean, you could work it out all you want to, but if it's the same fat percentage, you're going to be
okay. I'm
wasting
listening.
Your time.
I'm listening.
So
I gotta get skinny. Go
with
ahead.
The no.
He's not listening.
I'm playing.
You follow me because you have me on the BMI.
I'm listening.
Let's go.
She had me on the BMI, so I'm like, okay, she might not back up here.
It's a BMI. See, all these terminologies is not.
You know what? Drink to that.
No. I feel attacked. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm gonna just break this down for anybody who wants to work on their core. I know that's a common thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of my clients come to me, whether you know, postpartum, things like that, and they're really focused on the stomach. The worst thing you could do is like try to target that by itself. Sit-ups.
I was told that before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because it's really something covering it, and that is fat. So you can't
the whole
spot treat
out.
Fat.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work on your body fat percentage as a total, mm-hmm. as a whole. That doesn't mean dropping weight. That just means like putting more muscle in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the more muscle you have, the more fat your body's going to burn, whether mm-hmm. you're sleeping, going to work, whatever you're doing. So just remember that. Yeah,
weight.
Always attack that way.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to get that off my chest. I
still feel attacked, so I'm not sure.
Felt passionate about that. Look, I just didn't want to. I didn't want you to be in there doing sit-ups for no reason.
Nah, I know that. So push-ups. I want to start with like no weights,
mm-hmm.
and just do like everything body weight.
Are you
start
in a calisthenics?
Like that. I don't. Again, I don't know none of the terminology.
Okay, I'm just saying I see a lot of guys.
I'm so zero on it, so green on it. I just do it.
Yeah.
If I feel like okay, a few push-ups here, a few different type of push-ups,
and
sets,
you...
and then if I do a few sit-ups and maybe a few weird squats or sit in a
Did
certain
you say
type
weird
of way.
Squat?
You know, like yeah. Don't. I don't know the terminology. This is not my field of expertise.
Like I'm gonna do some. Couple weird squats, five
so
weird
how points. Do I so how do I explain what I do? What have I done? So I would do up against like maybe the tub.
Okay.
So maybe and I'll just do like the back
tricep
back
dips.
Arm. I would
yeah.
do that. What else have I did? I would on the counter at work, I would just push ups but like at a slant.
Mm-hmm.
I would do those.
Incline push-ups, okay.
Just different stuff. I would just do different stuff where I feel like it would do some type of something, like to get me
no, that's
tired
good. That's
or
good stuff.
Build a little bit of something to burn. I would do that. Like I would do like 100 at least.
Okay.
So, I mean, I got it. I just don't know what the name of it is. You can't tell by
he going to gym like the rest of us
something.
And look at
I
the pictures
do it.
On the machines. Be like, I'm gonna do that.
But some things,
I do.
I know.
Some of these things don't have a name, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
So you made up calisthenics?
No.
Okay, cool.
That's just a random question.
I thought that was... Oh, you refilled me.
I did.
Can I get refilled?
Let the people know that is a mocktail.
This is a mocktail,
no,
too?
No.
Ooh.
You don't taste the liquor?
I'm about to get mad. No, I'm just playing.
You don't taste the liquor?
This is how
that is a mocktail.
You don't socially drink to all my clients. This is how you say no to peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
There's no peer pressure though.
You just ask Drinks by Tony to make you a mocktail, and
yeah, we doing this.
And you won't.
We doing this all month. See what I'm saying? Mocktails all that. I just
you all next. We doing it all next month.
Yeah,
let
it's
me
coming
live
up.
October. Let me live October.
Man.
November 1st. I'm gonna do it. Man. I'm gonna do it. No liquor.
Yeah, we gonna do mocktails, and I'm gonna be in the gym. Just because we've been going so hard for the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
why not take 1 month, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be like dope to try to figure out different mixes and challenge the our cast, bartenders.
And you gotta take a work with picture too.
I'm not taking
no pictures. See
what happens
to your midsection.
I am.
How are you gonna track it? How are you gonna know?
I don't be taking pictures like that.
You don't take so?
He gonna take a picture.
We're gonna post
a picture on your page, and mm-hmm. you gonna show his results because he's that
I'm
dedicated.
Pictures.
So, I mean,
I charge people for pictures. So,
if
you take a picture of me, I'm charging.
If you were my client,
I'm send you a.
I couldn't get a before photo.
I'm gonna send you an invoice.
He gonna do the pictures like this. You know how you open up your arm. He gonna send you one just like that.
Front and back with an invoice. But yeah, nah. I mean, I would. You wanna do a trial run? I mean, I don't know how much you charge and all that.
So yeah, typically, yeah, I don't know if this is the appropriate question, but what are your rates, or what are average rates for trainers?
Yeah, that'd be the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That could be discouraging.
The pandemic.
They can range. So I work off of how soon you want to see results and like how long it's going to take you from get to that point from A to Z, basically.
Tomorrow.
So.
$1 million. He ain't been listening.
So.
Yeah.
I have 3 times a week and I have 4 times a week. My 3 times a week is 420 for the whole month. And then my 4 times a week is 570.
Okay.
Wait. One more time.
Mm-hmm.
One more time.
Mm-hmm. 470 a month.
470 a month for 3 times a week.
420 for 3 times a week.
420 for 3 times a week.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm
that's
reasonable.
That's like selling a bag of weed a day. Like,
come on now.
I'm just saying. Drink responsibly and don't sell drugs.
No, I sell Diamondbacks, but that's cool.
Oh my God! We not. We don't cut nothing.
That's
out,
pretty
so
good.
It don't matter.
And do you recommend? Do you do it at the gym? Do you have your own space? Do you go to the house?
I've done it multiple ways. I'm looking into that, but like I said, I'm not really in the space of wanting a brick and mortar. Like I don't want a space. I don't want
to
do.
You have to mobile.
Yeah, online. Mm-hmm. Like. That's where I'm moving towards. So I train out of a gym right now. I have trained at a private studio, and I have trained like for LA Fitness. I've been employed for LA Fitness and 24 Hour Fitness.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dope.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to take me on as a client, where will we work out at?
We're going to work out at the gym that I train out of in Torrance.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Tony, about to get fit. You already.
I am. I'm ready.
Me personally, I like the if you're working out, by all means, it's still going to be the same. And I'm just giving you my personal preference. Mm-hmm. Women who are naturally who they are, I go for that. But the ones who go for the, oh, I need to go do surgery. No, mm-hmm. no shade.
Mm-hmm. I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Okay,
well, so you don't care.
Let me pull the other foot.
So my thing be the mindset in the, what is that word I'm looking for?
When you
discipline,
work for it. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. The mindset and the discipline is what makes it all better. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When I look at somebody and I'm like, that's dope. That you, like coffee. That nigga was in the gym boxing. I was like, this nigga hitting the bag. He ain't that mm-hmm. motherfucker getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he stopped. But no, that type of stuff make me look at people differently because mm-hmm. motivation is a real like dope thing. So when you can get into something and continue to do it, I feel like that's dope. But when you try to take a shortcut, I feel like that's like. And this is my personal opinion because a lot of people will be like, well,
I ultimately think I dropped
the bag. Okay, you did that. You could
not even that, but ultimately
that somewhere else.
It's to anybody who feels good, whether it's if they had to go lay on the table and get surgery or if they worked out. My ultimate goal is to feel good. So whatever it took you to do feel good.
Do
that
you,
shit
going to
hurt for 6 months.
Do you, boo-boo. But. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're going to feel good afterwards. And you notice everybody who get the BBLs and their body done, where they at now? They in the gym. Now they starting with their healthy lifestyle.
You should have just started there first.
But sometimes you need to push.
I understand why they might have gone that route because that's a very, the information that I know in my head, I'm like Googling it, trying to find it. I'm like, yeah, it's not there. So. Mm-hmm. I could imagine trying to figure out that information for yourself, going all these trial and errors.
Trying
and
to figure out what doctor to go to, and that's traumatizing.
Or even with the Ozempic and all that stuff.
I'm talking shit.
You drinking insurers and you on the Stairmaster, and like, you know, it's probably, they probably got annoyed with the process and mm-hmm. was just like, okay, I'm gonna go to something that I know will work for sure. So that's kind of what keeps me going too, like mm-hmm. what makes me so passionate is because I know I have something that will work. I just need to mm-hmm. yeah
for sure. That's the part that I'm sure a lot of men would agree with me with that. Like, we appreciate the naturalness of a mm-hmm. woman versus yeah. the going to get the hard butt.
How do you feel about the
be moving like water?
True.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
I mean,
it'd be weird. Water.
No shit, but it really good.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Either way, it be looking good. I just know how to get the look.
Right.
Some like I heard that Lotto has some work done.
Yeah, she admitted to that. Yeah. She said she wished she got some work done. Mm-hmm. She wished she never did it though. She didn't need to.
She didn't need to.
And it was peer pressure too.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the industry like that.
Yeah, but she was just pressure different. She was just fine. That's why I love Keisha Cole. I love Keisha Cole. She ain't going for that bullshit.
You don't know. I love Keisha Cole. How you feel about Lil Zicky?
It's her and Fantasia. Those are my two girlfriends.
I just watched the Fantasia movie and that thing made me cry. I was like, I've never cried off a movie before.
I probably would have cried too, but.
Yeah,
I love Fantasia. She dope. Yeah, shout out to Fantasia if you're watching.
And that YouTube.
For sure.
When they star as they self on the Lifetime movie. Well, Keisha Cole and Fantasia.
I just watched it on YouTube. It's not a YouTube movie, but it's her story was on YouTube.
And like she played herself, right?
Because yeah, I only watch.
I think YouTube, Keisha Cole so had blocked me for a minute. I don't know if she blocked me for a minute.
Oh Lord.
I'm back though.
What you doing?
I don't know. But I know that I was blocked for a minute because I had to.
He was progressive overloading.
I don't do that. Speaking of DMs, nah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna keep that person out of the limelight.
No, but this is killing me though. I want to know about Ozempic.
Okay, so
Ozempic.
How do you feel about that? Or any weight loss drug?
It depends on, like, your need for it. You know, like, how far are you into obesity? Your doctor can tell you, really, if it will be healthy for you or not.
The scale of obesity is...
For them, yeah, it's really different.
I'm like, okay, I am not obese.
Somebody told you he's obese?
Yeah, after 28, 29 percent body fat for women, the doctor, it goes to obese. And that's crazy. Stupid.
You say what? Say it again.
After 28, 29 body fat percentage on us, it starts going towards obesity. Right. And that's crazy.
We have to recalibrate the scale because...
For reproductive reasons, all this stuff.
Right.
So.
Yeah. You better not.
What? Ozempic?
Yeah, what the hell?
But first of all, I ain't gonna lie, I tried, but my insurance didn't cover it, and so
you entertained as fuck. So
I ain't paying for it, so I gotta go work out with
but honestly, I feel like
that's hilarious.
I tried. My doctor was like, "No, I don't know. You should do it for diabetes.
Let's go work out. Let's do something.
Always for like the natural thing first, and then you know, just go down the line like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, I only want to do it because I want to be able to take my shirt off and be like, "Yes." So
2025 is shirt off season.
My shirt because I'll be sitting up here and I'll be having a belly though. Process. I don't need to. Fuck them people. They don't need to know what I did. I ain't gonna get no BBL.
Okay.
I'm gonna work my shit out like I do all the time. See that arm right there?
I cannot.
No. For real. That's what I'm on this month. Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Health is wealth.
It is. Mm-hmm. Ooh, can I get another shot?
You sure can. Health is wealth. Can I get another shot?
Come on now. That's kosher. What they call it? Kosher?
Okay.
What does kosher mean?
It
ain't got no additives.
I was thinking salty. I don't know why. That's when salt. I thought of kosher, I thought of salt.
Hmm. I thought it meant the meat was cut a certain
Siri.
way.
Meat?
Yeah, like when they say...
Ain't no meat in this.
No, but when I was thinking like, you know, kosher, when sometimes you see like it's kosher... meat, different type of kosher meat.
Okay, so I don't understand some of this shit that I've been saying.
Correct me, people, because
this TikTok has been going viral for some reason. And
who's
TikTok? Open Bar Podcast.
TikTok. Okay, sure.
We got 600 and some thousand views on this topic about license plates. It's crazy. Shout out to the people who talk about
into license plates.
Yeah, shout out to them though, for sure. Now we gonna get it together though. We gonna have to definitely. This is something I don't even tell nobody, but this is something that I want to do. Mm-hmm. I've done it before, but I want to get back to it so I can like really mentally like already go full stride with a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. but mentally be like geared in, like mm-hmm. to do all the kind of stuff I want to do.
Because once you mm-hmm. in it with your mind, it's unstoppable. You just gotta. Yeah,
I've done it before.
Get it started.
I've done
yep.
it before, so it's like, let's get in there. So,
I did it pre-baby, and then after my baby, it's like I don't want to see a gym. It's
yeah, hard. I was really about to get into that space, but I cracked it today.
What you mean?
Well,
you did some crack today.
No.
What'd she say?
I was like gonna get. I felt myself getting into that space where the gym, it just felt good, kind of relaxing and not worrying about mm-hmm. going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I've had like multiple surgeries to remove keloids lately, so
mm-hmm.
you know, with that healing stint, mm-hmm. I can't work out.
Right.
So it's been like 6 to 7 months of me not working out. Like, and today was the first day that I really.
You still
got
work
in.
Out with your clients, but you physically haven't been working out.
Right.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Correction, because I just checked this today. And I've seen 640-some thousand. Now it's at 814,000.
Dang,
that's
like
wild.
TikTok moves fast.
Mm-hmm.
200,000 fast?
Yeah.
That's
and
sad.
It has 78,000 likes. And, yeah, that's crazy.
Sure, it's a TikTok.
Yeah.
Cheers to TikTok.
I literally just looked at it. It was 600.
I'm Gabrielle Everything on TikTok, by the way.
Oh, you got a TikTok, too? I'm going to follow your TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm on this growing thing. Anybody got a TikTok, I'm following them and doing everything that needs to be happening with the stuff. So it's going crazy right now, though. But TikTok. Shout out to TikTok, for sure. Shout out to everybody who do their thing when it comes to social media. So I see you do a lot of posting when it comes to, like, your workouts and stuff. Have you mm-hmm. seen, have you looked at other people, how they market themselves as trainers and stuff like that, and like wanted to do it a different kind of way? Like, what is your vision for your platform that you're trying to build?
I'm not even gonna lie,
and I got some dope ass questions.
That was a big thing for me. That was a big hang up for me, because I'm really a fitness trainer. Like, I'm really there doing the work, putting in the work. I like to keep my workouts to myself, because that's like my time, my woosah time. So it took me a minute to get into that content creator mode and just think of, okay, when you were starting out, what's the tips you would want to know? What's
Facts.
Just mm-hmm. helpful stuff?
So like, can I cut you, know? You real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, though. Remember what you were about to say.
Okay.
So did you say, you said that when you got into it, you wanted to be able to remember the process of what you was doing to get where you was trying to go. So the reason why we do, well, the reason why this is created the way it is because a lot of people may want to get into your business and field. So the conversations is based off of me asking the questions and them actually wanting, people, our listeners, our viewers, mm-hmm. being like,
taking
I may want to do that. Mm-hmm. They taking notes to be like, since mm-hmm. you have a regimen on how you want to, things to go,
mm-hmm.
they want to be like, oh, I can do that same thing. Mm-hmm. Or I want to take into that. So I didn't mean to cut you off, but I really wanted to step on that. Like this is the purpose of it, because when I was starting to do anything that I've already built, anything I've already built, mm-hmm. I had to just go and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people maybe want to be in your field. They want to probably like learn.
Mm-hmm.
So how did she do this? Or what was the purpose of this? So your social media presence is, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to see how you compare yourself to other people.
I think my social media presence is honestly on the lower end. I'm trying to, you know, get better at that, boost that up. Because like I said, content creator is not my natural suit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
So.
You don't like being in front of a camera.
That's trial and error. No.
That's her right here.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it's kind of awkward for me.
Tony.
Because when you go in beast mode in the gym, it's like kind of hard to pause and be like, okay.
Selfie.
Let me get that angle. Is that leg in there? All
right. Right.
But yeah. You know.
But it's needed.
You get used
though.
To
it's
it.
It's definitely
It's like
needed.
A muscle you build up. Like, you get used to it. So it's that's what I've been learning.
Yeah. It's definitely needed. Anything. So.
But I also want to say that.
Shut up. I was about to say something.
I'm not.
But they.
No. Because my mindset, I agree. Like, my mindset used to be looking at the top other people in my industry. Like, for one example, Kathy Drayton. Really look up to her. I'm like, okay, she's dope. I love the way that she has products for herself, like from her line and
monetizing.
Yes. So that's somebody that I looked at as far as how they run their social media. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. But I also had to switch to take on a more business mindset, like more recently, and just understand that numbers don't equal sales.
Absolutely. Well.
And just well. Take more time with that. So that's where the entrepreneurship hat is going on. And I'm like.
For her. And well, I can't agree with that.
Okay.
Numbers.
I can't
you
agree with
it. Numbers are sales.
Numbers definitely can convert into sales.
Leads. They can be leads to sales.
They start at numbers.
This is true. But I don't know, just me. I've seen people have large audiences, but they put something out or something and it doesn't translate.
That's because they probably have fake followers. That's because they built a fake or following. They didn't give their, I agree with both of you.
Yeah.
They didn't give their transparency storyline. They didn't create this from beginning to end thing. They just literally just glorified what they were doing instead of showing the process. Uh-huh. So it's a lot of people out here. Like, if you look back on Open Bar Podcast, you're gonna see a background with this sign, which we still have right here, mm-hmm. and the process is documented. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to like building a brand, you have to show the process. And some people just already famous out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So they not building a trend. They not giving the people that are looking to them like kids. They got to look at the people that's looking at you as like kids. They are looking at you to show you. You got to show your progress. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People are looking at those stories, those hero moments, those. Mm-hmm. All
being,
that.
Basically it's, being relatable. They
yeah, it gotta be
grind.
That.
Mm-hmm. You're saying that it comes down to the connection you have built
yeah.
with your audience
yes.
that makes it sellable, whatever you do.
Not only just being sellable. Think about this, right? It's a lot of artists, music artists that are out now that can't get out where they want to be at because they're not documenting the process.
Yeah.
They're not showing
just being
what
transparent.
They're just oh, I got this chain on. I got this grill in. It's so
yeah.
they showing the glam of it, but they're not showing like nigga, I barely put in like 37 hours in the studio last night and did this.
Yeah.
The process is where you gain your backyard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say backyard because I look at everything as an album, so it's a body of work. So when you gain your community backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Then you gain other people's backyard from mm-hmm. off cross contamination and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't show the process of building that,
mm-hmm.
you're building that house, you got a neighborhood, you building a house, you got you the garage.
Let's
and
not talk about
if you don't
that.
Show, if you don't show, if you don't show the process, if you don't show the process, yeah, don't do it. If you don't show the process. Then you're not gonna really eat off of the fruits.
In your opinion, what would me showing the process look like?
You've done it already. I've seen your picture where you showed where you were.
Yeah.
To where you was at. All
Can
you have
I
to do now.
This gum out is killing me. Softly.
Yeah.
Why would you even chew it if you want to show?
I don't know.
We're not cutting that out either. Not just playing.
No, I'm saying show.
You gotta
show your
process.
Clientele, show like your before and after,
yeah.
your progress, showing your clientele. You started off with 2 clients, now you got 3, now you got 4, and then you show their results.
You gotta
results.
Show the process, you gotta show everything. You
even
gotta
if,
give
like,
it to
if
them.
You have products that you're able to sell.
You're a content creator, whether you like it or not. Sorry, Tony.
Storefronts, you can put all the products that you use and how it works for you and
mm-hmm.
sell it on the storefront on Amazon. Mm-hmm. People following you like, oh, she did this and she got this result. So,
but you yeah. only do that if you want to be a content creator and want to be in the limelight. The business is converting into being a content creator.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Any business that you're running right now has to be content creator.
And that's the hardest part because I don't
yeah,
like
it. Yeah, Tony don't like it. Mm-mm. She don't like it. But we forcing her into it at this point. So her merch is going to be on the website coming
you
soon.
You should remember my first day here. I didn't want to talk. I was like,
she was like, I had to get a mic? No. She fucked up and she started talking. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you wearing the mic. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, Tony, this
the more you do it, though,
yeah, you got to show the process. The process is the hero moment. It's the part that everybody looking at to be like, that's crazy. I've been watching this since day one, mm-hmm. and look at her now. Like, look at them now. Like, it's a lot of people who are doing like just like trick shots and dumb shit that make the content mm-hmm. watered down and. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
It has to be genuine.
Yeah, you be genuine, you be transparent, then you're going to get a better result. Anything you be transparent in, relationship, work life, like I tell my job, I'm only here so I won't get fined. Okay?
Give me some of that liquor.
The homie.
Liquor.
The producer want to
say it.
Want some liquor.
Blue bottle. Oh, the blue bottle.
Yeah, you about to pour the niggas.
Don't even.
Don't no, but even. The process. You got to show the process. The key to anything. Ice coffee.
No, I was asking if you want ice.
Oh, no. That's that Blue Royal, man. Shout out to Blue Royal for showing us love and sending us their beautiful product. Coffee going crazy on it. So
you want it straight up or you want a mixture?
I think I like it. You can actually mix it with the Dizzle.
Yeah, I put the Dizzle in it. That's yeah. Cool. Crazy right
yeah, the
there.
Dizzle with the
like
Blue Royal.
It sounds like
it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
What part of New York you from right now?
That nigga ain't from New York, man.
Shit.
I love New York accents, by the way.
Me too.
I can listen to people from New York talk.
Little name,
I need some more of that Blue Bottle shit, though. Come on,
okay.
They want to get lit.
Okay.
You irritating as fuck.
Sorry, we do a get on this show, man. I'll be talking.
Hey, look, so that's why I love. This is why I love what I do.
He going crazy.
This is so raw. Like you asked me, like when you started talking, I was like, look, this is, we don't, there's no script to this. We having a real conversation about what you're doing.
I see.
You hear me? So we don't do none of the script shit. Like, I really ask the questions where I feel like people want to know because it's a real thing that I'm doing.
Yeah,
and and it was perfect timing that the dates line up with the date that I'm trying to mm-hmm. start my journey on, yeah. you know, working out. So that was that perfect. Was so the conversation mm-hmm. is going to come when it needs to come.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
it's,
I try to keep what we have going on, like, relevant. And it's, mm-hmm. I feel like it's dope. And I got a dope ass team.
You do?
And do.
Fucking mm-hmm. dope ass team.
And do.
You're with team dope
and
as
do.
Fuck. Hey, Tony. Hey, you know what I'm saying? For real. Tony, man, she clutched for me, man, from the jump.
Tony got me lit.
From the jump.
That
yeah.
needs to be a
t-shirt.
Like, you know, when they press the button and they say it. What is it?
Oh,
called?
You said we can do that when we go live. So
Tony
I wanna,
got me lit.
We ain't gonna talk about we gonna just do it.
Okay.
So yeah. Nah, for real though, you gotta show the process. The story. Just like when you watch a new TV series, right? Mm-hmm. They start off at the beginning.
Yeah.
So all of the dope ass power and what's the all of them start at the beginning. Like what happened? What
you
made them
Tariq?
Do this?
Tariq, you see Tariq?
Yeah, you see what's going on with Open Park Podcast? Some niggas just got a whole nother motherfucking crazy ass deal. I can show you some emails, man. We getting. People talking to us right now, like mm-hmm. hear me. So you gotta show that process from beginning to end. Like, so you not wanting to do it, it's like you shouldn't be.
She didn't say she didn't want to do it.
Not saying you not wanting.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I got your back. I'm like, she ain't never said that.
Okay. All right. Whatever. All right. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting. Yeah. I see what's going on right here. All right. That's cool. But you get what I'm getting, though. You get what I'm getting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You gotta show the process. And to get into that and do that is a dope thing. It's a beautiful thing because not only are you documenting your journey for business, you're documenting your passion in your life.
Yeah.
So it's not just, you know what I mean? It's
like when people make little videos for us. When people see how passionate you are about it, they become passionate too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you mm-hmm. come from nothing and doing something. Mm-hmm. People, I had people... We ain't gonna talk about it.
Oh, Lord. Where's my shot?
Yeah, where your shot at?
You know what?
You can't take one shot?
No. Come on now.
Oh, that's not peer pressure. We always do a celebratory.
Can we go back to that and zoom in? Let's do a tutorial. Ask me again.
For what? What am I asking you?
Asking me, do I want to take another shot?
You want to take another shot?
No.
You want to take a shot? Oh, no.
Clients, do you see that? That's how you do that?
You trying to use that as a clink
back. That was good.
No.
That was good.
Tell me no sometimes.
Ooh! No, you didn't.
Where's my baby oil?
I'm hurt. No. Oh, that's the worst.
Okay, but look.
I was about to say, let's cut
you
that.
You keep drinking alcohol, and it's just going to kill your results.
No.
So ask her again.
No. Ask her. Nope, I'm done with her.
It kills everything you drink? In your body. No.
Thank you. Now ask me.
Do you want to drink?
Yes.
Oh. I'm heartbroken.
She said you got to tell Diddy no sometime. Jesus.
Yeah, but yeah, I like that. Play that
you
bad.
You
want to
tell
drink?
Diddy
no.
No sometime.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay.
That's diabolical because
if you
find God.
If you really looked into what alcohol does to your body,
come on now.
Your brain, you would not really want to drink it.
Yeah, but.
Now you got my eye twitching.
Shout out to all responsible. Drink responsibly.
Like, this is my business.
And then for the man, sometimes you do too much, we noodle. They fuck up our blood.
Anything you do too much is bad for you.
I'm sorry. I've never. In
I
moderation.
Mean, but this is probably the only. All right, y'all in got moderation. Sponsors and stuff. I'm a chill.
You who?
She no. said. What
you
drinking? I'm like, drinking is my whole business.
I'm like, yeah, y'all. You know what? I'm a chill.
No, do your thing. We
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
This ain't,
no.
You ain't bashing.
No. Speak. No, you speaking facts
nah,
though.
You
like,
speaking facts.
As you should.
When you get into your bag for doing so, because we already on this mission. We already said we gonna start on a month. We gonna do mocktails, but that's not here nor there.
Well.
Drink responsibly. You have to always do stuff in moderation. So regardless of what the conversation is and what the situation is, moderation
even
is
that
perfect.
Moderation, okay, it slows down muscle protein synthesis.
Okay. Listen to it.
And then...
Synthesis.
And then you're going to be tired. You're not going to feel like getting to your workout the next day.
True.
And then...
I ain't going.
Who's going?
I'm
and
not
then the older, and then the older you get,
and
the longer it takes
this
you.
Is the worst part about alcohol. It's
this is just showing people like, yeah, that's what I'll be doing too. I'll be not
sugar. Not. It's 100% sugar. So there is no nutritional value in alcohol at all. That's 100% guaranteed to go to where you do not want it to go.
Hey.
That's all I gotta say. Ran over.
In moderation.
Yeah, nobody said I you know
you
that in a year and a half from now I might not be on a yacht in Miami, you know, with some champagne. Nobody said that.
I drink champagne.
But
occasionally, but you don't want to do it every time you
Yeah, no, you drink in moderation. Drink responsibly in moderation. That's the call. You don't just
agree.
People, you know, some people, but you know, drink in moderation.
Some people.
I literally OD. Like some things I like to relax. So I relax. So that's it.
In but I can't.
That's how you relax.
But no, and that's a. And
I'm not gonna
I don't.
Listen to what they call that.
I don't drink to relax.
Meat.
Okay.
Drinking don't relax me. Drinking turns me up. So I can't. You know how people be like, I'm gonna have a glass of wine before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of girl.
So what
if
you
I'm
do?
Gonna have a glass of wine. We finna go out and I'm gonna drink some more. I can't chill and drink.
But yours is different. I'm gonna drink. I'm gonna relax.
It don't matter if it's light, dark. I don't drink to relax. If I want to relax, I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, well, I have another purpose for them. My alcohol consumption.
No, but that's most people though. Most people when they want to unwind, they have a glass of something. Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it. I was about to.
I only drink when I'm going outside.
Shit, right?
Okay. Well, that's good then, because some people drink and then be sleep in the club.
So. I want to do it so bad right now. I'm not going to do it.
At least it keeps you up.
Liquor keeps me up.
I mean, but you can spit it out, because you over there about to fall off.
It was funny. I'm going to keep it to myself. Shout out to Blaze. If y'all know, y'all know.
And then when you drink and go to sleep, don't you wake up earlier? and you be groggy.
It well, depends. That was a perfect. That was perfect. So there is supplements you can do or take that will, you know, help your liver the next morning and give you like the hangover thing.
BC powder.
I heard a lot of bad stuff about BC powder, but I do BC powder.
We're not going to say anything bad about BC.
No. It worked when it needed to work. It worked when it needed to work. But there's other things, like there's this thing called the plug.
I recently heard about that.
So we're going to get into that. The plug is...
Did I hear that from you? Who did I hear that from?
I don't know. We're going to figure it out. But the plug is a drink supplement you can take once or twice, one before the drink or one in the morning, and it'll help you feel better in the morning. This is not a plug. This is not no paid advertising. That's the crazy part about it. We had to get into that. Yeah. But yeah, the plug. This is not a paid sponsorship. I actually bought it off Amazon myself because I've been looking into it. So it works.
Okay.
So that's crazy. She like, fuck all that.
Don't drink. Now ask her again. Ask her again.
Nah, I'm not asking her nothing. Hold me another shot.
You want a drink?
No.
You
was with the setup the last time.
She called me Diddy. I don't like that shit.
Say no. Because he's supposed to say no.
She said, you got to tell Diddy no. Wait.
No, Diddy.
Damn. That was a slap in the face.
Speaking of Diddy.
Mm-mm.
Okay, never mind.
We ain't talking about him. I think I'm going to just tell you this, and I'm gonna leave it. We can't get into that. Because it's not relevant to the podcast. But
I feel like
he was just a freaky ass nigga, and that's what he did.
Freaky ass nigga.
I just feel like he was a freaky nigga, and everybody else that dealt with the situation was freaky too. So, I mean, I feel like it was all freaky. People just being freaky.
Yeah, we just don't
know. There is a lot of, you know, shit that's going on behind the scenes that none of us know about, but there's things that, and I don't want to speak on them, but I feel like he was just a freaky ass nigga, and then whatever they did with what they did, however they did what they were doing it with.
Okay. Yeah.
That's just my, you know, he's a freaky ass nigga.
Okay.
I said that.
Shout
too.
Out to Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, run for your life.
Let me literally hear you say it. I'm joking.
That is wild. Why are we even on that? Like, that's crazy. You called me Diddy. You didn't say you called me Diddy. She said you gotta tell Diddy no.
And I just wanted to hear y'all opinions on him.
I think it's wild, you know. I think that he's just a freaky ass nigga. Like, just like we get into that because that's all kind of shit that's been going on in media. Like, you can, it's a lot of stuff that's fake and a lot of stuff that, you know, people don't tell the truth about. So you can't really determine what's real and what's fake.
And it's then Shine coming out with his documentary too about him being the fall guy. I'm just like,
I ain't even heard about that, but Jesus.
On Hulu,
see? It's all kind of stuff going
something,
on.
Something, yeah.
But we going to keep it to that. Damn.
Okay. So,
you see that? Forum? Anyway, tell the people where they can find you at.
On Instagram at Gabrielle Everything. All of my handles are that. Spelled, well, y'all going to put it up?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. No, I'm just playing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, on YouTube, and I am on TikTok.
Boom. Okay.
And Gabrielle Everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be there. And of course, you can find us. I'm going to make it real simple. Openbarpodcast.com. You can find any and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The events we about to throw, the merch. You can find them YouTube, you can find Instagram, you can find Facebook.
You can find me.
You can find Tony. If you go to her logo.
Mm-hmm.
We got work
at Drinks by Tony.
Yeah, we're Drinks by Tony. Tap in.
With two eyes. Drinks by Tony. Two eyes.
Two eyes. Boom. I need to take another shot before we get up off here. We need to take a shot because she ain't including this.
No.
I have
something to you add. Said no?
No.
Tell me no?
I have something you gotta to tell add. Me no. Something to add because I don't come empty-handed.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. My bad. Literally closing out. No, so, I'm sorry. We're going to bring it back. Got to tell Diddy no. You did it. You started it. I'm going to finish it. So, tell people what you want to do. What you doing? What's
okay,
up?
Okay, so
what's
two up? Things.
Can you stop this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my shot. Though.
Since you're watching this, go ahead. If you go to any of my handles and you type Open Bar Podcast, DM me that, and I'm going to send you the link to my ebook that I have out right now.
Yes. Oh, we getting a code?
So, yes. And it's 10 rules that I follow in the gym. So, all of that physiology stuff I was talking about, I broke it down, made it real easy to... Dang, I keep looking at the wrong camera.
You good.
I broke it
you
down.
You let me not cut none of this shit out, so
okay.
You good.
Okay.
It makes it a lot
This is the rawest you're going to get. Ain't no cutting, okay. No clipping.
But yeah, I broke it down. 10 simple rules that you're going to be able to take with you to the gym.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this it?
That is it. Let me show.
Yeah, we got some products. Product show. This is the first time we had it. We get hats and all that. Shout out to Mello. You feel me?
This is...
Oh, that's pretty dope.
That is.
Pressure makes diamonds. And this is the log that we were talking about earlier. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, you go through here. And we just got some suggestions, like, in the beginning. And then this is what the workout log pages look like. So, you're just going to be able to track yourself every time you work out. And literally in the back, like, let's say you forget what these exercises are because that's...
It's like an index.
You have exercises in the book.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh index. My God.
Wait, who pictured those?
That's me.
You went into detail. You weren't playing with these.
Go G.
I get to
do that's
Go-G.
Hard. That's hard.
So yeah, I'm purchasing one.
That's hard. Yeah. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm
that's
one
hard.
Today. Tonight, you have some I can buy today, or you gonna send me a link?
So I'm gonna be launching on Black Friday.
Okay.
So that's when they will be available.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep in touch because I'm getting mine.
Yes. We're going to be at the gym, girl.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Definitely.
You cold for this.
It's nice, huh?
You cold for this. Nobody.
I've never.
You cold for this.
Show the camera. Show the people.
Yeah.
He's slipping through it.
I'm checking all the little workouts out.
Because he a freaky ass nigga. He
is. I'm kidding. Tell Diddy Jr. no.
Diddy Jr.
That's dope.
I got the song in my head.
I fuck with it.
Thank you. Yeah, I really like it.
This hard.
Thank you.
Check it. You. Never mind. You got to tell Diddy no.
You gonna hold on to that.
That's an accomplishment.
It is, but that
don't. I don't even know you like that, and I'm proud of you. Like, that's dope.
No, yeah,
and that's just amazing. Me being genuine. Like, I love to see people take what they say they're gonna do and do it. Like, I don't like people to be like, oh, yeah, I'm about
and
to do
that's
it.
And that's not easy. It's not easy.
No, you it did. That's not, a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. It was way more work than I expected.
But you did
getting this person into, physical form.
That's a good shot for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Take
anytime.
A shot for me.
Anytime. Anytime. Call me to the club. Hey, man, be my drink tonight. All right, cool. We'll be drinking.
And I like the fact, like you said, it's tangible. So
that's
instead
dope.
Of flipping through an app, trying to type in what you did. What
other products you going to have for your...
I have the other one here. So let me get that
out. Show us everything.
Yeah.
I'll show the other
thing. Razor! What's your wait where? Wait, you ain't got under the camera.
Let me make sure that, because I literally just
Tony, I miss you. Where you been? Don't do it. We're not talking about it. Man, I always miss you, though. You my motherfucker, man. Don't do that, because no.
Just one more.
No, I'm good with that. I thought you was about to say no more for you.
No. You ain't never heard me say that before.
Okay, cool. All right, Tony, get me lit.
The other
Tony got me lit.
Right.
that I'll be having. This is called cannula, okay? This is a customizable ankle weight, but it's going to come with its own program. Let me tell you why you need this, because if you're at that kickback machine and doing the, you know, hyperextension kickbacks, you are going to be waiting forever for that machine, for one.
So bring
for
your
two. You could do this at home. So you basically open this up and you could put whatever weight you need to on here. So it goes like that, and you just pull these back, put the weight on there, and then snap it onto your ankle. So basically, yeah, all the, and there's a reason for this though, because ankle weights normally go up to 10 pounds. You cannot find an ankle weight over 10 pounds.
Usually it's sandbags, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So in order, you can't progressively load that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way to progressively load with the ankle. And the reason why I did this at the ankle is because that's where the most glute activation is. So, hence why.
The buttocks.
Glutes activation.
Gluteus maximus, minimus, and medius. Okay.
Oh, shoot. For the ditties out there. I'm still at synthesis.
For the ditties out there, it's the buttocks.
I'm still at synthesis.
But yeah, this is cannula. So, two will be in the pack.
That's dope.
I love it. I really do.
And that's it?
Yes, that's where we started.
Yeah, that's the sampler. That's all you need is a hero and a sidekick.
Yeah,
that's dope. That's fucking dope. Like for real.
Thank you.
I'm glad. Like that's hard. You got a book to show people how to do it step by step with pictures, in a daily log, and then you have a helpful gadget. I'm gonna call it a gadget because I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know none of that shit. I never know what the fuck anything is called in the gym. I'd be like, that right there. But yeah.
Everything is progressive overload, because I learned so much today.
Progressive. Got to tell Diddy no. That's cold.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I like that. Thank you.
That's dope. So do you have a website where we can tell people to get it from, or they just got to go straight to your DM for it?
Yeah, because she's going to launch it Black Friday.
Yeah, I'm launching Black Friday.
So it's a website?
Yeah, the website will be up then. But now you can just DM me, Open Bar. Like I said, you'll get that link for that free ebook.
So,
and that will be stopping November 1st.
Black Friday is...
Doing that.
We got to figure this out.
Depends on when we posting this.
Yeah, we got to figure this out.
I meant to ask you that, too.
We'll talk about the semantics.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you know, make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? But that's dope. I'm what they call it?
Bow down.
It's a word for it though.
Take
like,
a bow.
Not that word.
Not that word.
Anyway, thank you for coming.
No, thank you for having me. Like for real, I've been so inconsistent on my.
Promo
social media,
stuff,
so I really appreciate you.
It's gonna get you plugged in
for sure. We actually got a whole new process in line, so yeah. I think that I like to talk to people who are doing dope shit, so, and of course the people that I work with, this ain't even work, but the people who I partner with,
mm-hmm.
want to hear this, to have the dope stories too, so
yeah.
And not just be up here boring talking about what album you dropping next week. Not like that, no shade.
But yeah, we're going to cut that out, because if you do got an album you want to talk about, you are welcome to come.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm
but just you saying. Just get to the back end.
I like, I'm not cutting nothing
out. We want to see how you story. Got to where you
I like
going.
The, I love the yeah. I love the stories.
Yeah.
I love the what we doing, how we going to make it make sense. What's the greatness and how we can be dope?
Mm-hmm. How can we get to the bag?
Yeah. Let's figure that out.
Get to the bag by doing something that you're actually passionate about.
And I feel like it's even perfect because of the before you even I thought about or you hit me or whatever the fuck the case may be.
Yeah.
All right, they trust. I was already on this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they knew about it. I think I text it into the group?
Y'all be texting a lot. I don't know what y'all be talking
about. So, they told you to look at the group chats. Anyway.
Y'all got to tag me. For me to look like, oh, they talking about
I literally was like, you know, we got to do, I don't think I put it in there, but I was already on it. Like, I'm going to do a month of mocktails.
Well, I'm joining, so I'm going to link with you after the show. Seriously.
Okay. So if there's any mocktail companies out there that want to team up with us,
tap in. Yes. We about to do it. And I think I'm going to have to put this out hella early because I just
yes,
because
she got a deadline November 1st. She trying to sell. Or get the e-books out.
The cutoff for
damn
the
it, you set a date. Now I got to
she set the date. I'm just repeating what she said. Yeah, that was her goal.
Okay, cool. Whatever.
Yeah, I said that on purpose so you can hurry up and do it for
it
you.
It takes 5 seconds to send a DM.
Dang, what the... Anyway,
it takes 5 seconds to send it.
She said she got an ebook that she's no, trying to put out.
Like I the words that I'm trying to search for is I admire people who are looking for growth, people who are trying to build, people who are consistent in whatever they're doing. I feel like that's dope that you even decided to do what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you stuck to it. I feel like that's fucking
amazing.
Yes, yeah, it's unscaled because a lot of people say, "Oh, I'm about to go get these rims next week." Wooty woot, and then it'd be like a year later, and be
it's
like,
me. No, seriously,
you about to get some rims?
No, there's okay. Somebody who's just not consistent.
But we got you though. I got you though. I got you.
You and I got you.
You motivated me. Yeah, I got seriously. You.
We talking about her business though.
Okay.
Cause Tony though. So let's end this though, because I'm gonna get into the little crying and shit. I'm about to start crying. Tune in, man. Shout out to everybody supporting. We had a million plus downloads. I don't know. I can't say too much because I don't want to say too much, and then we're gonna get it cracking from there.
Here we go. All
right.
I'll take my goddamn shot. I'm about to cry.
Cheers.
Coffee, like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Conversation never on the blocks. Leave me by the bar. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open.